Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Occupy Underground Radio. This is episode 19, and it's a little bit of a crazy one. You're going to hear a lot of background noise tonight because we're not broadcasting from a safe, secure, quiet location. We're actually broadcasting from Imbibe, downtown Albuquerque, and this is the wrap party for the Big Mistake. Big Mistake, if you're an avid listener, you would know, is a new movie being put together by director Michael Perez and Ashley Jenrose. And they've been on the show before to discuss their last film project, the Steam Power Showdown. This one is a feature-length film that starring Samson Snell and Sylvia Padilla. And it's a film noir. I'm not going to tell you too much about it, but I can tell you that it was a lot of fun watching it get filmed over the last month. A lot of people that you may recognize have ended up in this movie. Nick Fury and Epic Beats from Band With No Name both have roles in there. Epic is a small one, but Nick actually has, I think, a line or two. Gets to be a bodyguard. He had a lot of fun filming it. I was in the movie, too. You can see me freaking out on the dance floor in one of the scenes where there's a girl getting kidnapped. It was a lot of fun, you know. I've never really seen a movie being put together like that before. And getting to watch Mike and Ashley work was really inspiring and cool and a lot of fun. So throughout the night, I mean, I will be playing music for you guys. And Mary Stockton, my co-host, is here. She's wandering around and getting her drink on, and as is everybody. And I'm going to start doing that as well, too. So I will start out and play a little music for you guys. Throughout the evening, after we get back, we'll talk to various people from the movie. We'll talk to the director, Mike. We'll talk to Ashley, who is my go-to gal that pretty much handles everything for him. We talk to Sylvia, the other stars. But for right now, I think I'm going to You know what? I've got a great track to play for you right now. Let's talk about the Superhumans for a second. This is Nick Fury and Epic Beats from Band With No Name, when they don't have the band with them. And it's two of them on top of Epic Beats. I think this song's even got X-24 from Santa Fe in it. Brand new. There's a exclusive. This single will be being released on Monday. This is Thursday, so we've got it for you early. Here we go. Superhumans, let's get started.
Straight, no, squaring it, not this time. This isn't some barroom brawl. Or some creep with a gas can trying to torch someone. Hey, this big.
There ain't no settling down.
This is blood for blood and a gallon. This is the old days, and the bad days, the all or nothing days. They're back. There's no choices left. And I'm ready for more.
Nothing to prove and nothing to lose. Running out of steam, chasing dreams, wearing out these running shoes. Kinda crude when we bubble up from underground. Tired of this running and you're giving me the runaround. All gold, everything, champion, no runner up. We run amok and raise a ruckus till the sun comes up. Double up, double agent, drumming up a cover up. Live the dream, fight the nightmares, pull them covers up. Bundle up, it's cold outside. Can't run from what you can't see, pull to guide. I risk it all when I roll the dice. The blood within these veins is as cold as ice. Gotta find that inner shine, sprinting towards the finish line. A little bit of ego tripping every time I spit a line. And this is it, I'm digging deep to shift that paradigm. Can't keep running, I'm running out of time.
Playing the game, so dedicated to the chase. Though at times it feels like I'm running in place and displaced, which causes a rift to take shape. The fear like Sisyphus, trapped forever in the race. Never seen the finish line, manifesting disgrace. In relation to the aching, we're making the adjustments, fine-tuning the message and crushing the percussion. At the heart of this discussion, we will continue the running. The challenge that's in front of us, kicking our heels on it. Come on in, welcome the moon, stars, and the sun. And summon the fun and recall the reason we've begun this. To get apart and dissect the moment to own it. Zoned out, build a town with concrete foundation. Solar system in alignment, the earth in rotation. We run it like a marathon of innovation. All this running's gonna pay off, just like I was saying.
One door closes, another door opens. Hopeful thinking only gets you close to the blowing your chances. So take that advantage if it's given to you. This is living proof, so imagine your possibilities passing the positivity. I'm capturing the energy inside your mind's chemistry. In time we'll find we're blinded by the imagery. Chasing that dream brings sacrifice and misery. But it's no mystery, living this life is hard enough. Especially when you live in your life behind bars and cuts. So we can't keep running away from what we need to confront. You need to wake up, so stop sleeping on us. We got sleep in the cut. Geometric on the beat and he's heating it up. Yo, we run this and definitely not running away from nothing. And please believe I got something to say.
Now I put
My pen and paper and let it settle like heavy metal in liquid. I pedal wisdom, I give them my mental fitness by possessing the agility, ability to kill it, handling business, laminates get us to what is hitting. Rhythm, I write it and find a pocket when I'm rhyming. This time it purposely executed for you to decide it. It's never divided like seeing eye to eye with pirates. I love it for life, not trying to let it die a martyr. I'm supporting a daughter and two sons and the father's illusions. The grandeur dancing around the room drunk, holding two cups aside of two cups aside of two cups till I go and puke up a rapper's body from the previous lunch party. I speak naughty and teach sorties and seek godly. I reach the point of my life where it's all or nothing to the sky. Oh, we all plummet, run it.
Running away.
While I'm off to see the Lakers with my giant pool of sharks and freaking lasers. Can't I got the meanest demeanor. I take your wifey's wedding ring and then I leave it with Smeagol.
Cause I'm the villain.
Straight abusing your honor. I fuck around and throw a shoe at Obama. Then sing Hakuna Matata. You shouldn't bother Taskmaster and Yezilla. The villains in the building while fearing all the women and children.
You can die a hero or live long enough to see the villain crash through your building, demanding your billion. Plans of destruction, corrupting your children. World domination in place. You can die a hero or live long enough to see the villain crash in your building, demanding your billion. Plans of destruction, corrupting your children. World domination in place. Meet the supervillain.
I got diabolical schemes to crush teams right along with the dreams of a clean city. Heard you looking for justice. Out of your league, I cause melee, carnage. Whenever my fiends ready these days, I've been getting bored with my freeze gun. I need fun. Let's think, yeah, get a shrink ray. No, I think big when I'm taking my chance with Marilyn Manson. Holding Miley Cyrus for ransom. My love cause destruction. Mom think I'm bugging, laughed at me. Now she locked in the dungeon. You alright, mom? Knowing I'm wrong, Brody, I ain't in my right mind. Got bomb detonation settles for the right time. Meet the demands of your man, keep your lifeline. Fly high or die from burgers made of Five Guys. Terrorist, so I deserve a better title for the vision. Lurch to the FH villain.
You can die a hero or live long enough to see the villain crash through your building, demanding your billion. Plans of destruction, corrupting your children. World domination in place. You can die a hero or live long enough to see the villain crash in your building, demanding your billion. Plans of destruction, corrupting your children. World domination in place. Meet the super villain.
Tried to diss the whole 916 when I exist. I'm like a nihilist with an iron fist. The fire pits is where I'm holding court with my nigga Voldemort. Killing off the muggles as a form of sport. I own a fort where I stay posted like a kickstand. Sniping niggas from top of the roof just like a hitman. Hit you in your lip, fam. Making niggas disband with my grip hands. You couldn't withstand if you were it, man. And it can't be scary like Heath Ledger's final scene. I make needle pulling adamantium, my Wolverine. I'm cracked, I surprise the fiends. I'm Freddy inside your dreams. I'm Bishop shooting Raheem. The illest shit that you've seen. I mean, why so serious? Cause I'm delirious. Face spitting venom just like my rhymes are symbiotes. Put a smile on that face the best you can. Signing off the villain, pissing off in Meth Doom fans.
You could die a hero or live long enough to see the villain crash through your building, demanding your billion. Plans of destruction, corrupting your children. World domination in place. You could die a hero or live long enough to see the villain crash in your building, demanding your billion. Plans of destruction, corrupting your children. World domination in place. Meet the super villain.
All right, we are back. And that was Task One from Sacramento, California. And we like this guy a lot. He's been on the show before. That's one of his newer videos you can find on his Facebook page, on his website. Check him out on Reverb Nation. Mary, are you with me? I got somebody else on the line, but they're not talking.
Hello.
All right.
Hello there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, where
hey,
you at, man?
Where am I at?
Yeah,
where
are
you at? I'm right here in New Mexico. Actually ran into you at 8. Is it coming in, folks?
Yeah. What's your name?
Yeah.
Say again?
Frank, it was just Joker.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going good.
I got kind of a crazy night tonight. We're doing our broadcast from M-Vibe downtown. This is a wrap party for a movie that just got done shooting, Big Mistake, filmed by Mike Perez. Do you want to tell people what you got going on?
I actually don't I think we should break in a screenplay that I'm trying to get right, so I'm trying to get produced.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kind of having a hard time hearing you, but that's just because it's so loud in here.
I'm going to call back next week. So.
That might be better, just because this one's a really weird episode tonight.
All right.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, man. It's nice talking to you, dude.
All
right. So I'm hanging out in the basement with, I got Sylvia Padilla and Ashley Jenrose with me.
I'm gonna get I'm gonna bring Sylvia on so we can talk to her. She's the star of Big Mistake.
Yeah, go for it. I'm meeting you now. All right, cool. We've got Sylvia here. Sylvia Padilla. Probably, yeah. All right. Say hi, Sylvia.
Hello, darling.
Yes, we can hear you. This is perfect. All right, so how was it filming this movie this last month? Is it just, like, crazy for you?
Man, it was stressful. It was amazing, but stressful. Filming a feature film in 60 days, wow.
Yeah, it seemed very mind-blowing, and Ashley's just been, like, completely drunk the whole time,
Ashley,
I think. Ashley.
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling now that this is done?
I am exhausted and probably still a little bit insane. My family probably
wouldn't know. Right, I bet. So what were the props like in this movie that you had to put together?
Oh, the props. It was a lot of everyday props plus special effects props, which took a lot of time. I made breakaway sugar bottles, and that was a time-consuming project. Plus, my boyfriend Tyler and I made a CO2-powered quiz for blood and all kinds of fun stuff, so it's going to be great.
I remember talking to you about that. That sounds like a lot of fun. I would like to make some of those just for, like, everyday screwing with my friends.
Exactly. You need that stuff, you know, when you're walking down the street, so.
Yeah. So people that don't know what a squib is, this is a contraption that Ashley puts together to make it look like there's been some type of wound, gunshot,
exactly.
Maybe. There's an explosion
what,
of blood that comes out of a squib.
Yeah, it's what they use in film to make it look like someone has been shot. So it is what propels the blood from the body.
I know. No, this is good. Yeah, nice. We've got so many people down there and out here, and we're drunk too. I'm drinking. I'm gonna throw that out here. And Mary's taking my picture. Yeah. Do you have any questions for Ashley since we are here and Sylvia? Yeah. I can hear you. Wait, hold on. Let me unmute
you
again. You
have a question
again.
For me? Hi. Oh, thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Mary.
Okay, Ashley, you look beautiful tonight.
Oh, thank you, Mary. You do too.
Are you enjoying this $2 well drink?
I am enjoying this $2 drink. And I've just been ordering them and ordering cigars, and I'm cool.
As am I. This is like my third $6.
There you go.
You know? So, what do you think about the turnout? I just got Mike a beer.
Awesome. I think it's pretty good. It's just getting started, to be honest. I mean, it's still pretty early. We've got some time. There's
the delay is
here.
So fucking weird.
I'm listening to you. I'm not
listening
to this.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to do, but it throws me off.
I'm getting my picture taken by Mike Perez, the director of the movie, man. All right, let's see. Is this you, Tyler? Probably. Okay.
Hello, am I on air?
Yeah, you're on air.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Hi, Tyler.
That's Tyler. That's Ashley's boyfriend. He has to put up with Ashley making all these movies and working with Micah all the time.
Were you making the props?
Were you making
the props? Were I making props?
He did. He helped me a lot.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
I have a quick question for Sylvia.
Can I have one of those? That sounds beautiful. Thank you. Okay. All right, we're ordering drinks. Sorry. Try again. Weird.
Hey, Dan.
Okay. Yes, Tyler.
I had a couple questions.
You ask me questions. Let's do this.
I got to ask you questions?
Yeah.
All right. What was going on with this movie? What's this movie about? Do you even know?
Yeah, I totally know what this movie is about. It's about...
A bad mistake.
No, it was about... I was at this club dancing. Right? That's what it's about. And then there's this girl that got kidnapped. That's about pretty much the whole movie.
Mike.
Sorry. That's pretty cool. I don't know if you're going to be important to me.
All right, we got Mike Perez on the line.
Director.
I learned all my dance moves from watching only on Seinfeld. I did a band. I got the full body freak out. I get the huge ridiculous smiles and I really get into it. Are you gonna leave me in there? Or are you gonna cut me out, Mike?
Oh no, you freak dance. Oh, those were the hottest dance moves on the floor, buddy.
Awesome. Everybody hears that. I have the flyest dance skills
you
on the floor.
You with that. Oh,
fuck yeah. Heck yeah. We've got so many phones on here. I'm going to shut off a couple of them so we can hear a little better. What phone are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mary's phone.
You're calling from Mary's phone, then I'm going to unmute everybody else. There we go. We're better now. I was getting too much of an echo
too
in the
much.
Background.
Too much.
Now we're good. Fucking A. What are you drinking tonight, Mike? What are you drinking tonight?
I am having a beer that Mary so kindly bought me.
Hell yeah. So what was it like for you? This was your first feature-length film, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of work. It's a lot to have to control in 16 days. But I was stuck with the most professional crew and cast I could ask for. And I think we nailed it. We did a great job. And every one of these people is the reason that this film will be good. They work completely hard. They spend days on it, times on it. I mean, hours on it, and without asking for much in return. And it's their hard work that's going to pay off and how they're going to go.
This was literally like a four-month endeavor. Dawn till dusk, every day you've been working on this to get it all done, you know?
Started the pre-production in about April and May.
Yeah.
That's when we got our script and we started putting it together. During that time, me, Ashley, Jen Rose, Kenneth, and Sylvia were doing locations, planning the actual shoot, how we're going to do things, locking things down. During that time, she was crafting props while I was doing shot lists. It, you know, it's a lot of work. And it was all the pre-planning that made the shoot smooth.
That's awesome. I got to say, Ashley looks fantastic tonight with that cigar.
That's the dress she wore in her scene in the movie, too.
Awesome. Yeah, she's got a very stylish dress on. She's got really cool tattoos showing, and the cigar. It's incredibly hot. I have to totally admit that. Yeah.
The requirement is if she wore a dress and had to show the tattoo.
You got some side boob going on? Is that what I just heard? Yeah? Did you have
radio?
Were there any camel toe man costumes in this movie? Did you have to reshoot anything? Yeah, camel toe in 48. Yeah.
It was specific camel toe for the 48.
Yes, Mary.
Couldn't take the video without that toe.
Now that was Mary Stockton's camel toe, I believe, wasn't
it?
And that was also me being very embarrassed to tell her.
Yes.
8 months.
Yes.
It'd be 8 months to let her know she's camel toe there to shoot. I had to get Ashley to do it for me.
Oh, that's awesome. All of the dirty jobs get allocated to Ashley. That's right. Can you go tell that girl over there that her camel toe is? We did talk about camel toe last week on the show. I think that 2 weeks ago that was our topic.
Well, it's almost like if you admit to somebody that they have camel toe, it's almost like saying, "Hey, I was checking out your camel."
Well, you really need to be aware of that. I mean, I think if your pants are all up in your junk wrap, then you should know this.
Oh,
yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, you guys are good. We've got a lot of echo going on, but people are going to have to just deal with that tonight.
Oh, my phone's dying. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Mary. Why don't you plug it in? All right, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a little music for you people, and we're going to drink. And we're going to come back in a little bit, and we're going to talk some more. So let's start off with, let's start off with something heavy. I'm going to play a little One-Eyed Doll. These guys are fucking awesome. They're out of Austin, Texas, and I love them. Here you go.
Hey, guys, a girl.
Cereal, killer, bar, pizza, too. If you take away the voices, I'm got my head on the swivel, fingers tied my, open my mind while I let the niggas in completely, make sure that they can't delete me, I'm about to rewrite your whole fucking mainframe, sick of the same, lame old same thing, I got some bubonic, you might wanna mix with some whiskey, I got a vendetta with showing niggas that I'm way better, feeling way worthless, the lost black sheep of good music, only good for a hook, huh, let me show you flows, intuitive when it comes to the many things I know, cold, most winners I would dream of being a winner, feeling like less than shit to the daughter's pain, I promise to a hall of pose, my knowledge, my reign, the fucking essence of pain, fuck rain, standing in the monsoon of cool, time will tell, this is what it is when you walk out of hell,
cold. But you know I'm cold, yeah, I'm one cold-blooded nigga, oh, so cold, niggas know I'm cold, yeah, one cold-blooded nigga.
I love how I can make so many people feeling easy. Walk right past, I know you hoes see me. Can't deny the shine of a Jedi. World class, almighty supercutter to golly. Burping divas and smoking diva, those my hobbies. I love sitting on these niggas, that is my fave. Can't fuck with an unstoppable force. Then live with no regrets and of course no remorse. 1, 2, 1, 2, assholes, now please listen close. I live for the day to watch all you pussies roast. Woosah, so I don't slit nobody's throat. Oh, it ain't my fault, homie thought he had the juice. Flash a nigga face in, watch the blood leak from my ear where it's draw up, tell a nigga to speak. Standing in a monsoon of cool, calm as my arm, I was only scared of my father beyond that. I'm
cold, but you know I'm cold, yeah. I'm one cold-blooded nigga, oh, so cold. Niggas know I'm cold, yeah. One cold-blooded nigga. I'm cold, yeah. I'm one cold-blooded nigga. Oh, so cold. Niggas know I'm cold, yeah. One cold-blooded nigga.
Say what should I say? and turn on the mic with a thumb stroke, subtle touch, cuddle clutch. Is this thing on like the fling with Mrs. King Kong this spring gone? Sing a song of slap happy crappiness. He came to blow like it was strapped to his nappy chest. Surely I jest. The best on a wireless mic, not an eye test. Yet I digress. But why stress? Try and remember when maybe bit the tender skinned babysitter Gwendolyn. The type to hit and run and go tell a friend. Word to El Muerto, Cucaracha, exoskeleton. He know, flow like interstellar wind. Toe a rap gin by his toe into hell again. 1-2 check, me too. Loose wreck, see through your gooseneck EQ.
His name's Doom. They wonder just who is he, but don't worry. Believe me, he'll get busy when it comes to poetry. He's got plenty, la la la. La 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 la.
Hey, if I may interject, rap these days is like a pain up in the neck. Cornier and phonier than a play fight. Take two of these and don't phone me on the late night. The beat won't fail me with more rhymes than times he washes hands and feet daily. And all that kerosene ain't cheap. Villain been deep since a teenage creep. Peep. He always was a gentleman and kept a pen and a pencil in his mental den. Right there next to where the Rolodex was before it turned up all burnt by his solar plexus. He don't know his own strength. When he's on the bonus, like the microphone's length and width. Ain't it funky like Benji socks? Feel the full effect off cassette in your Benji box.
His name's Doom. They wonder just who is he, but don't worry. Believe me, he'll get busy when it comes to poetry. He's got plenty, la la la. Thank you.
my drink on. That was One Eyed Doll. We started off that set with One Eyed Doll. We ended that set with One Eyed Doll. And we had a bunch of, like, awesome music in between, too. So you ain't got nothing to complain about. Is that fucking Corey James Taylor I see on the board?
Yeah, I
miss you. Fucking hey, Corey. How's it going tonight? This is Corey James Taylor, Occupy Underground Michigan, in the house. Are you down at the Battle of the Bands?
Yeah, actually, right now, I got my other photographer doing the last band right now. It's been an amazing thing, and I'm getting ready to shoot a concert scene with Joey Koff right now.
Fucking sweet, man. I'm hanging out at Imbibe. At the rap party for The Big Mistake. I'm hanging out down here. I'm actually here right now with Mike Perez. I got Greg Swartzen and Nick Fury here. Let's bring Greg on. Swartzen.
Hey, what up, dude?
What's
going on, my brother?
Oh, dude, just hanging out in Bog, you know?
Corey, what you doing out there in the Michigan area?
You know, I'm just chilling, loving life.
Hell yeah, man. I am drinking, I'm drinking a vodka martini that was bought for me by the star of the movie, Sylvia Padilla, and I'm totally hoping that she put some roofies in there and is planning on taking me home. I don't think that's going to happen.
Mine is actually, I have something to tell you. You might not expect it, but I have quit smoking weed, so I don't know what happens. I mean, my weed.
Guys, you're no longer sponsored by marijuana.
Sad day.
By marijuana, unfortunately, either. That's just because I'm
sad day.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Actually, it's been a lot better for me. Apparently, I am better without weed.
So, I'm sitting right here next to Nick Fury, who is who's in this fucking movie. What's the name of your character, Nick?
My character's name is Raymond, and I play one of the two goons, or let's just say, like, bodyguards for Mr. Campbell, who dabbles in the sex trade industry and is the father of the lead character played by Sylvia Padilla.
I love you, Raymond.
Who's the wife, man? He can't hear you. He's actually not plugged in. He's talking into my microphone.
Oh, okay.
Corey was asking you questions. God damn it.
Fucking Corey. Gosh dang it, Corey. Fucking Corey.
No, all right,
everyone, I told you I'm getting ready to head out.
All right, this was your first movie, right?
This was my first movie, and I met some of these people working on my film project for a video, like, you know, half a year ago, 8 months ago. And this experience was absolutely enthralling. It was exhilarating. It was fun. I worked with some of the best people I've ever met, and just everybody was so humble and fun and really just dedicated to the project. I can't wait to see myself. I look like a badass. I'm a killer. I'm a severely bad dude, so it's going to be exciting to see that come to life on the film.
Nice. Well, fucking hey, we started out the show, we played one of these Superhuman tracks. And now, Superhumans, that's you and Epic Beats on top of Beats instead of with Band with No Name.
Correct. It's more of a hip-hop oriented approach where we're rapping over beats and we're getting down with our lyrics as we do. The song you play is called Run It. And it features a semi-famous, or I would say famous underground rapper, Sleep of Old Dominion and the Chicharrones. Also my boy X24 and some other great people, DJ Codebreaker on the cut. And the song was produced by Geometric. But, man, it came out really fucking awesome. It came out really well.
It did. It sounded fucking awesome. I was pretty impressed with it. Are you guys going to put out more Superhuman tracks?
We're putting out an album in conjunction with the Band With No Name album. There's going to be a lot of music coming out of BNN and the whole group. This particular single is available to download for free at www.soundcloud.com/thesuperhuman. And it's we want you to spread it, tell your friends about it, make love to it, rub it all over your chest hairs, and make sure that it doesn't get stuck in your nipples.
Yeah, and it's Superhuman. It's not Super Hum. I'm just going to put that out there because you know, Mary's weird. And she gets the link, and it's like a partial link, and she's like, I think his band's called Super Hum.
Yeah, get one hell of a blowjob. Super Hum.
Super Hum Dinger.
Dicker.
Hum Dicker. All right, guys, I'm going to play some more music for you, and I'm going to keep drinking. We're having a lot of fun down here. We've got the entire cast and crew. Everybody's drunk. It's fucking awesome. In the house. You guys are famous. I want to suck your dick. All right, let's play some Mantis Fist from here in Albuquerque.
Circulating through cities like electricity, regardless of ethnicity, religion, or age. Hip hop's the interface, it isn't a phase. Nas said it was written, but nobody's flipping the page. We live in the days where I can spit it, this living for minimum wage or less. Let the vision shape my destiny with no destination in sight. The journey is the path, put on my kicks, and I'm lacing the mic. A boxer with a day's notice, still taking the fight. Knocking out your champion and making it right for every underdog that made it through life. Not messing with Nebuchadnezzar's, being an untouchable lever is never. Never been better, disrespecting professional wrestlers, and left the light lessener, actually willing to test the limits of what they're capable of. You say it's cliche if I say I made it for love, I say you're fakeness, never felt the trueness of healthy music, and if you're gonna clown yourself, then I'ma help you do it. I've been mapping a flowchart to blow apart chronological order, dodging mortar fire hidden in the alchemist mist. The chemistry of the fist exists as untouchable as molten plutonium. A virtual Smithsonian, an audio visual syllable symphony, instantly conducting empathy for hip hop enhancement, advancing from infancy to adolescence. Each expression stretches towards infinity, wielding swords of affinity. Amputate hate with a swift stroke, escape like twisting smoke from the yokes of constraint. Bringing pain from my brush, affecting everything I touch. An astral assassin of the asinine lives, like a feline making a beeline for the tree line. We see rhymes as a habitat, grabbing at fruit to peel, what they feel, the truth and chow down. Standing up for real hip hop, so they pop to bow down.
being on the level of our unconsciousness. For example, what does the billboard say? Come and play, come and play. Forget about the movement.
Yeah. And yo, who could take a single buck, an empty cup, a stroke of luck, fuck around and reconstruct it up to $1 million? In God we trust, every part of us is marvelous. You crusty crab squad, y'all were us, y'all ain't hard enough. Demolition expert, I excerpt through your network while the text work jerk. There's holes inside your sweatshirt, through your apparel, through your blood, through your bone marrow. Precise with this mic device, slice your pie like the barrels. You're falling, nigga, and you can't get up. You've been stalling, motherfucker, now your ass is stuck. Brooklyn Brownsville, baby, stay with the killer hill crazy. It goes out above the boot, it conceals my 380. While you running for this money, money, hunting eggs like Easter Bunny. Geese trying to beast upon me, freak, I will eat a zombie. Charming double, while you jumping through these hurdles, silly rabbit. The race is always won by the turtle, mental machinery. Purple herbal mixed with that greenery. I don't write songs, grasshopper, I write sceneries. Everything and what it seems to be, what it means to you, it don't mean to me. A steam from the killer bee.
God, I trust, nah, I don't give no fuck.
Dropping them motherfucking bees.
In God, I trust, nah, I don't give no fuck.
Dropping them motherfucking bees.
In God, I trust, nah, I don't give no fuck.
Dropping them motherfucking bees.
In God, I trust, nah, I don't give no fuck.
Dropping them motherfucking bees on them.
Stings, bitch.
I passed any test of litmus. I woke out at 24 fitness. On the weekends, I sip Belvedere with that citrus. My dogs is vicious. Exotic nymph of war for the mistress. Life is good. I live every day like it's Christmas. Happy New Year. I does what the fuck I wanna do here. I slash that Gucci shit from the shirt to the shoe wear. Crush the rings out. White feet of tea with the wings out. Long dick stamina. I fuck a bird till she sings out. La 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 la. Bobby could convert Lady Gaga. That's the heterosexual. I'm classic like Impala. Plus on federal when it comes to making dollars. Like Jigga nigga man, if you hear me then holla. Go green like the Green Lantern. You see me in the mean phantom. Pushing over there in Ohio outside of Canton. Or maybe in the grotty rugged projects of Staten. Saw a red bone in my shower, she looking like Paula Patton.
In God I trust, nah, I don't give no fuck.
Dropping them motherfucking bees.
In God I trust, nah, I don't give no fuck.
Dropping them motherfucking bees.
In God I trust, nah, I don't give no fuck.
Dropping them motherfucking bees.
In God I trust, nah, I don't give no fuck.
Dropping them motherfucking bees on a bees on.
Stings, bitch.
Thank you.
Underground Radio is back. And that was McNasty. And I like that guy. And I know he's called McNasty because that's what his, he's got like a reverbation page. And he's got like a band camp, and they say McNasty, but you can find him on Corey. Oh, I'm going to mute him. Okay, you can find him on Facebook as Tug Keith or on Reverb Bandcamp as McNasty, and I played him a lot. I got this CD from Nick Fury, who you were just hearing from a little bit ago. I got it from him a while back, and I've played this guy a few times over the months because it's pretty wicked, man. And I think there's some other good stuff there. I think we had some Kid Cudi off of Kid Cudi's new album. That one was with the RZA. We started it out with some Mantis Fist. Did a little Beastie Boys, Bold Beat. I don't know. Shit, let's get Corey's paying attention. Corey James! Corey James Taylor! All right, well, he's just leaving his phone on then. So here I am. Drinking my vodka martini, hanging out at M-Vibe downtown. If anybody in Albuquerque is listening right now, this party's going to be going on until the wee hours of the morning. They've got this place rented out. And you can come on down and hang out with us and hang out with the stars, with Ashley and Mike and everybody. I think Kenneth, who's one of the... one of the people that have been doing a lot of work on this movie, and he's also starring in it. He's the bassist for Stem Ivory, and they are playing over at Low Spirits right now. So he had to bail, and some of the other people ran over there to check out Robson and the guys playing over there. We've had them on the show before. I don't have any songs of theirs lined up to play tonight, but I can definitely play you guys Stem Ivory next week because they're pretty cool. But, you know, when we're talking about upcoming shows, I want to go ahead and pimp out a couple things. This weekend, Saturday, Vinny's Barbershop, 7th and Mountain, Albuquerque, is a band with no name fundraiser car wash. And $5 minimum donation for the car wash. It's going to be barbecue going. There'll be hot dogs and people to hang out with. Band with no name will be playing live. We need people to come down and hang out with us. We especially need girls because it's a car wash. And one thing about car washes is girls get people into car washes. So, you know, hot, scantily clad girls would be best, but, you know, we'll take mangers too. Just come on down, hang out, and be social. And then August 17th, Close Cuts Poetry Reading brought to you by Clef Jaw. This will be hosted by myself and Frankie Metro from Clef Jaw. We're going to have, it's the release party for Lindsay Thomas's book. She will be doing a reading. I think we've got Ellie Finzer coming out from Phoenix to do a reading. I know we've got Sada Rahman from here in Albuquerque will be performing with Greg Swartzen. And then we've got music, too. We've got Chris and Colleen from Good Green and Red's Quartet. We've got Chemolicious, who is number one on the Reverb Nation charts for Other in Albuquerque now, which is actually a pretty cool accomplishment. I know she doesn't think it's that impressive, but I think it's pretty impressive. And then we've also got G.R. Swartzen Band. That'll be... headline in that night. That'll be Greg, you're familiar with because he plays guitar for Band With No Name, but he's actually an extremely versatile guitarist, and he's got a completely different sound with his own band. He also plays in a death metal band. I'm going to get we've had Greg on the show before. Corey, are you paying attention yet? No? Okay. We've had Greg on the show before talking about different things, and I think this will be like one of the first times that a lot of people will get to see him play with his band, because most people are used to him with a band with no name. Now, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go, because we're already getting close to being halfway through the second hour of this show. I really want to get some more talk time in with Sylvia before we get off. So I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start music again, and I'm gonna go round up a couple people that I want to get you guys to hear talk before we end up the show. So I'm gonna start off and play you a Reviva song. Now, a lot of you know that Reviva is probably one of my favorite bands from here in Albuquerque. I think these guys are phenomenal. I think they should be on the big radio stations with the big bands that everybody knows about. I think they're that good. In fact, their album is one of my personal favorite albums to listen to when I'm driving around in the car. These guys are so fucking good that when Christoph, the lead singer, went to Nicaragua a couple years ago to join the Peace Corps, the rest of the guys continued playing. Buddha, the bass player, has been singing for him, and they're continually selling out shows left and right, even without their lead singer. And over the last couple years, they've developed like this newer following of people that have never seen them play with Christoph before. The reason I'm bringing this up is because Christoph is back. Christoph is in Albuquerque right now. He's only going to be here for about a month, you know, and then he has to go back to Nicaragua for a while. But this weekend, Reviva is playing shows with Christoph, and I highly urge you guys, take the money to go see them, the whole band. You won't get to see them together, you know, for another year or two. He's going back to Nicaragua, and it'll be a while before you see Reviva, you know, reunited on a regular basis. But you have the opportunity this weekend. I think tomorrow they're at one of these nights they're at the Chemo. I know they're doing Low Spirits another night, but go to Facebook, look up their page, Reviva, just do a search. Yeah, and definitely, go check these guys out. I'm going to start off with them. Here's some Reviva to play. Actually, you know what? Before I do that, I got Greg Sforza just walked over here. And do you have a phone you can call me on?
I don't.
You don't. All right, well, we're going to do a little face-to-face interview with the single microphone. I better light a cigarette because this is going to be intimate.
Yeah.
All right. You want to light it for me?
Sure.
Will that make you feel like...
Yeah.
It'll be a good idea about me that. I hope there's a...
You got waters for me and Francine?
Fuck yeah. Francine's here.
Francine, and then...
Hi. Awesome. I didn't know Francine was here.
I'm not a dick.
All right. So we got... Greg Sforson here.
What up?
Band with no name, G.R. Sforson Band. G.R. Sforson Band is going to be headlining this Close Cuts poetry reading that we were just talking about. Yeah.
That's cool.
You didn't know you were the headliner?
I did not know I was the headliner.
You were the fucking headliner, man. We got a...
How much time do I have?
That day's pretty open. You know, I think at least a half hour.
Okay.
Let's figure that out. You know, plan for more, though, because, I mean, we're going to be hanging out. We'll be down there during the day. There'll be some barbecuing going on. We've got Chemolicious is going to be down there playing. We've got Chris and Colleen from Good Green and Red Sportet. They'll be playing, too.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to be, like, they're going to be... I think Chris is going to set up and play his guitar, and Chris can't call me. He's going to sing with them.
Totally, yeah.
So that'll be pretty mellow,
yeah,
you know. And then, Chemo plays guitar and sings, and she's pretty mellow. So I think you'll be like the primary, like real band of the show.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty rocking.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking rocking. So I've not, and a lot of people that are used to you from Band with No Name have never heard your G.R. Sforson Band or the style of that.
Yeah.
What do people expect? Is it going to be heavier? Is it going to be, you know, because Bandwidth's more funky, you know, and groovy? What's G.R. Sforson Band like?
You know, I couldn't tell you. No, it's rocking. It's a little heavier. As of right now, it's all improv. Acoustic, you know, not acoustics, but basically instrumental stuff, but rocked and instrumental. I let my bass player kind of take the line after I lay it down, and then I improv over the top of it, and it's all right off the top of the brain, and pretty intense. I've had a lot of people tell you that they like it. So cool.
That's cool. Who's playing bass for you in this band? Who's in G.R. Sforson Band?
You know, I believe Kevin, same bass player from CNN.
K.O.'s going to play?
As well as Johnny, the drummer from BIN as well.
Yeah, see, why not use the guys I use all the time? They know me. They know what I play. So.
Since he's probably not going to come set up a whole drum set down for the barber shop.
Oh, he will.
He is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking awesome.
I was supposed to be the headliner. We're going to have the whole band there.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I know at one point we had mentioned about, like, setting up cajones or whatever, but, I mean, fuck it, dude. The drums are cooler.
Just do it out right.
John's a fucking awesome drummer.
He really is.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to checking out. And I have to say, you know, a lot of the newer B&N shit is really fucking good.
Thank you.
And I'm liking, like, the last couple times you guys played, it was probably, I mean, I've never heard you guys sound that good. And everybody, it's like they're getting, so many times when you guys first started, I couldn't hear you, I couldn't hear Mary, you know, and it was just a little too convoluted. And it's like, you guys' sound is really, like,
cleaning
evolving
up.
And cleaning up into something grandiose. I mean, Mary sounds fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
When, even when she screams, and, like, that last show we were doing, there's a song that started out. You guys started fucking getting heavy.
Kind of metal-ish.
Yeah.
Someone called the New Testament.
Yeah, and then.
It's a thrasher, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's sick.
Finally, I was like,
I gotta admit, though, I was when it drops back down to the mellow funkiness, I was like, aww. That heavy shit sounds good. And you need to get on Nick. We all need to get on Nick and let him know that hip-hop and metal mix good together.
Really,
and that's why bands have been doing it for years. And you can really fucking shred. And you guys need to put some songs out where he lets you just shred, you know, because it's heavier, higher tempo. People really get into it, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
So I hope Nick's going to listen to this episode. He's a lazy bastard. He's probably not going to listen. It's not as easy as a lazy bastard.
He's lazy. He's busy.
Yeah, he's busy as shit. You know, he's got his own show that he does on Wednesday nights, and then he's got the band and multiple bands and everything. But, Nick, if you're listening, dude, fucking let Greg off his leash, man. let that guy shred. All right, let's play a little music. I'm going to go wander around. I'm going to find Sylvia again so you guys can hear from her because she is the star, and I definitely just want to sit next to her for a little while longer because she smells fantastic. Oh, yeah, that was creepy. That wasn't creepy at all. All right, so here we go. Reviva, check it out.
Oh, no, I ain't afraid of the suffering man. I'm a wanderer.
Wanderer.
No, I ain't afraid of the suffering man. I'm a wanderer,
wanderer.
I ain't afraid of no suffering man, 'cause I'm a wanderer, a wanderer. Dream.
They're gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine, they say. Gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said, I'm like, dude, get me that.
Jay. Yeah, what's going on? Y'all done call me Dash One.
Yeah.
Yo, you represent the West out here, okay? And like, you know, you be in the club, right? You be in the club. And like, niggas be like hating on you, right? Right? Yeah. You find a fine girl in the club, a fine bitch, and she just diss you and shit. You can't really say nothing to us, but
God damn it, you're trying to make history, but still it's just a mystery, like watching not land it. Oh, God damn it, niggas making whack MCs vanish while saying number one on this planet. Oh, God damn it, coming with the sound that's so Atlantic. The people want more and their wishes granted. Oh, God damn it, the Task One, Fattest MC, hearing Max Bundles and the loose cannon. Oh, God damn it,
I was chilling with my boys and drinking double handed. Up in the spot with a cut and a lot, so I thought I'ma get down with Judy with a booty, so I get the phone number like I planned it. But man, this girl is fucking crazy. God damn it, out here telling all my homeboys,
Reese is trying to smother me.
Bitch, I called you once, get the fuck out of here, stop trying to front on me. You're just mad cause I didn't want your ass up in my company, you ugly. I ain't even tripping if your ass would've ended up pumping me. I was really chilling, but you know what's super villain, gonna give it to you whenever the shit is in the fingers. When I get up in the spot and get you with the shit that we gon' see, you're gonna be in and up with the last laugh. Riding around the city with a bunch of MCs with an army, and we're looking for the G.I. Ho. Sacramento, we can post in the shows, bring them out, cause we do it like G.I. flows. T.I.O. after the N.A. Put another N on the N.C. Nation Army in this bitch, and we never gonna try to pretend. Play, feed your ass in the dust, I'm passing them up and I can't stand it. Y'all knew Freeze was gassing it up, but now I hear him screaming.
God damn it, we're trying to make history, but still it's just a mystery, like why did not land it. Oh, God damn it, niggas making whack MCs vanish, I'm saying number one on this planet. Oh, God damn it, coming with the sound that's so Atlantic. The people want more and their wishes granted. Oh, God damn it, the Task One, Fattest MC, hearing Max Bundles and the loose cannon. Oh, God damn it.
I'm waking up in the middle of the night, can't sleep too fast, I'm gonna wake this up. All that shit is gonna do is just fuck with my mind. I'm counting sheep for hours, feeling tired, then I close my eyes. And as I fall asleep, my clock alarm goes off the grind. God damn it, I love to stay in bed and chill at home. So I follow through, I call my boss, I work from my phone. I'm frontin' that I'm sick, when the truth is I'm just tired. Then my boss says, Max, one more time, you're fucking fired.
Fucking fired.
Fucking what the hell, this job ain't even working. I'm homin' by myself, I think I'm in the mood for jerking. Instead, I told this girl I dated to leave my erection. She told me I was really sweet, but found a love connection.
God damn it.
The day has just begun and I can't stand it. I just wanna get drunk at the bar called Dash and Freeze the Planet. Off we goin' in the car with smoke in all my trees. I get so smashed they leave without me. Where is Dash and Freeze?
God damn it, we're trying to make history, but still it's just a mystery, like why did not land it. Oh, God damn it, they just make it whack MCs vanish while saying number one on this planet. Oh, God damn it, come and put the sound that's so Atlantic. The people want more and their wishes granted. Oh, God damn it, the Task One, Fattest MC, here with Max Bundles and the loose cannon. Oh, God damn it,
the One Nation facility, watching misery, we ordered some pizza delivery. It was me, I mean J Freeze, Max Bundles, and Mr. E. We were getting bored, so we decided to go hit the scene. Yep. Grab the Listerine and headed downtown to the distillery. Killing me softly here at this bar scene was this chick, her name was Hillary. I told her I was visiting, I thought Shorty was feeling me. Before I claimed victory, I heard,
where am I, chicken wings?
What the fuck? God damn it. Sitting to her right was her girlfriend who was a dyke, and they started getting romantic.
God damn it.
When I noticed all my friends were dancing on the dance floor, from the floor to the bar, from the bar to the car. Task One got no draws while they were fucking with Chronic, cause I was stuck reading comic books.
Comic books?
Man, I can hardly look, but now when Marty Bush says hate is love, I understand it.
God damn it, we're trying to make history, but still it's just a mystery, like why did not land it. Oh, God damn it, they just make it whack MCs vanish while saying number one on this planet. Oh, God damn it, come and put the sound that's so Atlantic. The people want more and their wishes granted. Oh, God damn it, the Task One, Fattest MC, here with Max Bundles and the loose cannon. Oh, God damn it.
We are
back. Occupy Underground Radio. That was task one again, and we started off the set with Reviva and a bunch of stuff in between. And I am sitting here. We've got about 5 minutes left in the show, and I'm hanging out with Sylvia Petita, the star of Big Mistake. Sylvia, I have seen you in a variety of things now. I saw you in Project Versus. I saw you in Blue Aria. I saw you in... Were you the one at the door in Steampunk Showdown? No, you weren't in that one at all. Okay, what else were you in? What else are you in?
I've recently just been in Big Mistake.
Big Mistake. How was that? Was this your first like feature length?
It was my first big feature. I think what you got a little sleep was I was on a Serbian report with Seth Rogen and Michael Peña.
Okay, right. That sounds cool. Yeah, just talk louder. You're fine.
Anyway,
so what was it like working on this one with Mike?
Oh, wow. It was like this production was so amazing. Our cinematographer, Ariel Briggs, wow. I mean, I can't even say enough about him because it's just like crazy. And our director was so good. Our screenwriter, Devin O'Leary, was great.
Awesome. Yeah, Ashley did a great job too. I was really impressed with everybody down here. Was it easy? What was the hardest thing? I mean, was it the memorizing of the lines, or was it maintaining your character the way Mike wanted you to?
I think the worst part about it all was actually trying to memorize lines and being producer at the same time. So I'm literally sitting here trying to make sure that all my cast and crew have, like, deliciously iced water, good food, good snacks. Yeah, I'm trying to, like, be in my own character. And yet, if it's, like, a hot scene, which we did at Justin Copper one day, I actually had my fiancé cook the meal that day. And it was kind of hard. It was a really hard day.
Who was the hardest person from the producer's point of view to work with on the movie? Do you have any prima donnas? Anybody that wanted like the nothing but the green M&Ms in the bowl?
Oh, that's
now
a little prima donna.
Nice. What, Samson?
Oh, I'm just kidding. No, I love Samson. He's a great guy. He's a very great guy.
He does seem like, you know, he's one of those really tall, handsome fellows that you could picture, like, drinking a martini in the hotel room complaining that there's brown M&Ms mixed in with the red ones. No. No, we're giving him shit.
Yes, we
Samson's
are.
Samson's a cool guy.
No, he really is a cool guy. I think sometimes we just thought, like, he should swallow the things, and we're like, come on, man, be a man about this, and,
right.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
We actually had a very small but very successful crew for 16 days. It was 3 weekends and 2 full weeks straight. Oh, wow.
What did it cost? What did it cost to shoot everything?
Well, that's a little undisclosed right now.
Okay.
But no, we will put that on IMDb.
Okay.
We will disclose that.
Well, because you're not done with all the post processing and
no,
everything,
we're
so
not even
I mean, you
close.
Still got more money to spend.
Oh, we're not even close.
Yeah.
We're still hoping to get some big names for our soundtrack. So.
All right. Well, we've got about 1 minute left, and before you take off, what do you know about when this will be coming out? Any ideas? Will it be going into...
It's going to be submitted into... We actually already have 2 major motion picture theaters who want to sell tickets for it.
Nice.
As well as having theater production. And actually, we have a little local actress right here who wants to speak about her experience on the film. Her name is Linda Abigail.
We should totally talk to Linda. Linda is gorgeous. I'm sitting here by Linda. Tell us, Linda. Tell us what it was like working on this movie.
It was quite an experience. Very, very fun. It was amazing.
Was this your first feature-length film, or what other acting have you done?
I played an American Idiot as a bartender, which was really fun as well.
Awesome.
And it's something like I want to do.
I really think that you should do what you love. I did accounting for 15 years, and I was stuck in an office tethered to a computer and decided this is not what I want to do. And you really have to prioritize things based off of what is my job going to put me through on a day-to-day basis. Is that really what I want to experience? And it's like, I don't know. I want to be outdoors. I want to be interacting with people. This is fun. You know, accounting wasn't
of
fun.
Course.
And your day job is you work at a mortuary. You know, what do you think of that? How is that for a job? Do you enjoy that?
I enjoy it a lot. It's a little sad. But, you know.
It's macabre and a little creepy.
Yeah. It's the way of life, you know. You gotta respect people and whatnot.
Very true.
But, I did a little modeling when I was younger, modeling school. And that's something I just wanted to change, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. All right, well, we're in the after party right now. So if you're still listening, we've got about another 15 minutes, and I'm gonna play some more music for you guys and close out the show. I want to thank everybody that hung out with me tonight. I want to thank Linda right now. I want to thank Sylvia.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out and talking
to
us. Love you, too. I want to thank Mike and Ashley for making this movie. That's your martini. My martini. Why is your martini glass like twice the size of mine, Sylvia? Oh, because you're the boss. She's the boss. She's the boss. The boss gets the big martini. All right, guys. Well, this is the end of our episode. I'm going to close you out with some more music. Definitely thank you guys for tuning in. Keep tuning in. Keep supporting local music. Keep going out into your community and spending your money there. Go to local restaurants. You know, don't go to McDonald's or Chili's where they're going to send your money out of the country. The way to fix the economy is to spend your money right here in your town. So go out. Get involved. Go to local shows. Go see the indie films that are being displayed around. These people put their heart and soul into things, and it's so much better than the shit that's being spoon-fed to you. I'm just going to put that out there. Go out, see what's going on. There's great stuff out there. I'm going to close you out with a little bit more music. I'm going to start you off with Jacosha. These are another band out of Albuquerque, and I like these guys. So enjoy your night. I got a little Jacosha. And after that, some Greg Klima, who we've played before, and he's out of either Boston or Washington, D.C. I'm not remembering right now, but look him up on look at all of these bands you can find on Facebook, Reverb Nation, Bandcamp. Support local music. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. We love you. Peace out.
not walk like a rooster, don't walk like a kangaroo. I do not walk like an elephant neither, and I do not walk like you. I walk like this. This is the way that I walk, the way that I step. I walk like this. This is the way that I walk, the way that I step like this. Mickey nor Minnie, don't walk like Winnie the Pooh. I do not walk like Dora the Explorer, and I do not walk like you. I walk like this. This is the way that I walk, the way that I step.
Time for some action, check.